Yisrael Shalom, Reish Yud, on the right column. Yisrael Avoida, B'mechtavei Kodesh. In the Sefer Yisrael Avoida, in the portion of the letters that he wrote, Kosam Varichas, he writes at great length, Moshal ben Melech Zach HaSeichel. He brings a parable of the son of a king who has a pure intellect. Shayayim Tomid b'mchitosa shal HaMelech b'ema, that always stood in the presence of the king with awe. V'izbanin Ovi b'Melech al tachlitzoi. And his father, the king, contemplated the purpose of this son. That he wants the character traits of his son to be very pure. And then he will have the ability to conduct and to lead countries. But as long as he is standing in the presence of the king, one does not know what his character traits are. So he sent his son away to a distant place.
Because they haven't been tested, or because nobody knows, or because the boy himself doesn't know?
I don't think anybody knows. He says since he's in the fear, since he's in the presence of the king, and he's constantly in awe of the king, it's impossible for anybody to know.
Dr. Drunk, he's talking about guys who learn kolo.
No, he's not.
I've never been out to the tent.
Don't worry. There's a lot of testing going on. So it's just I don't think anybody knows, even himself. And even though in a distant place is also under the reign of the king, but there. The reign of the king is hidden. You don't see the king. And when the son of the king was there, he started conducting himself like the people of that place. He was no longer conducting himself like the son of a king. Until the son felt and realized that he actually has bad midas, he has bad character traits. Vizbainen, and he realized shoid maat, that in a bit more time, yava yaim, the day is going to come, yitzarach liyipagesh shuv am hamelech, he's going to need to meet the king again. Vitzayer, and he envisioned as if he would be standing in front of the king. And the great pleasure that he has from standing in front of the king, and through by envisioning that, he was able to uproot his bad midas. And the more he purified his midas, it was easier for him to envision himself standing before the king. That's the mashal. And the continuation of his words over there, he draws out, according to this, the neshama's descent into the body. So Metoychen HaDvarim Yesh Lirois, from the essence of his words, we can see Kitachlis Yiridus HaNeshama Leilam Hazeh, that the purpose of the Neshama coming down to this world, is to purify one's character traits. And the more a person purifies his character traits, as a yochol Yehudi Litzayir Amidosa Nechich Bnei Hashem, the more a person purifies his character traits, the more a person can envision his standing before Hashem. Uvizman Shemidos of Ena Tahiris, and when a person's midas are not pure, and a yochol Itar Atanugan Nifla Mekirvas of the Kusayis Borach, he does not have the ability to envision the tremendous pleasure of closeness to Hashem. Because the character traits are the basis for all spiritual concepts. Another fundamental cause for chait, for sin, is hamavit hamatzum. Meaning, the first one was bad midas, right? The second basis for chait is hamavet hamatzumtzum shel ha'adam al kol tiferes habria, is the narrow vision of a person upon the beauty of creation. One of the advantages of man over animal is that an animal's vision is contracted to seeing underneath him. He sees below. An animal is has a bent over a stature. He doesn't stand straight. Ronnie, according to the smell, the pipe from the dryer is not going outside.
It's not?
It's not. I smell it coming into the building.
All right, let me go look.
I smell something. I didn't know what it was.
So all the animal sees is its trough. Loichein Adam, no, not so the person. Shekomosa is kufa. We have a kaim as a kufa. We walk with an upright stature. Who yochal aharim is reishai. A person has the ability to lift his head. V'lirois merchakim, to see distances. Umerchovim ein soifim. And
an animal can lift his head?
Not to the point that a person can, I guess.
You've seen animals. They don't go around looking at the ground.
It's not sure that it walks on four legs and it's
right. But they're not looking down.
I guess normal, I guess it's
straight or down.
No, he's not. An animal looks at animals. Eyes are looking straight ahead. They can turn his head down or can turn his head up. Of course they can. Animals wouldn't last very long if they were designed like that. You know, it just didn't work.
Well, can we go home?
Huh?
But okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm not sure.
Well, it gives the marshal specifically, if it sees its trough, that it eats from the ground.
Right.
So it's talking about a certain type of a four-legged animal that maybe even is or is not domesticated, not necessarily a chimpanzee or other types of animals that sometimes walk on two legs.
Okay, whatever.
He's able to see distances and the endless broadness. As it says in the pasuk, "Yeros shamecha." I guess this is what he's referring to. A person is able to look up to the heavens. As David HaMelech says, when I look at your heaven, huh?
It's hooked up.
Yeah? Okay. Ma'azeh Ezbeisecha, the handiwork of your fingers, Yarev Chachav Mashakenonta, the moon and the stars that you have we have created, that you founded. I guess it's easier for the person to look upwards.
Picture a wolf howling at the moon.
Wolves do that.
They're looking for worms. They're walking around. They're heads in the sand. All
whatever.
Whatever.
Well, the thing is, like a dog looking at the moon.
They're always sniffing around, smelling. They're looking for scents. They're smelling.
Even when a dog wants to look up a tree, typically it'll get on its...
Guys. It's a metaphor. I'm happy to let it go. It's a metaphor.
The metaphor's got to make sense.
He's not drawing it from an observation about animals, though.
He never saw an animal. He lived in Meshur.
Yeah, I saw more cats than you've ever seen.
Huh? I'll let it go. I'm happy to let it go.
By looking at the heavens and the stars and the moon, a person is able to see the Creator within creation. It says in the pasuk, lift up your eyes to heaven and see who created all of this. So a person who is sunk into his animalistic soul, the boundaries of his vision are contracted. And all he sees is himself and his physical needs. What he sees is his desires, his pleasures, his animalistic pleasures. He is not able to see what is above him. Because the animalistic vision is contracted. While he is similar to a child, that if his toy is taken away from him, that sometimes that toy is worth less than a pruta. The child cries bitterly, as if his whole world has been darkened for him. And the adult that is standing next to him is laughing at this. He knows that this toy is worthless. But the mind of the child is very limited. And his dimion.
Comparison?
What?
Comparison?
No. In his dimion and his
imagination,
thank you. In his imagination, this is everything. But in a way of comparison, the same thing applies to adults. Because someone who is greater than the physical person, than the person that lives in his physical world, and he sees what this person's mind and heart is involved in all day, and he sees what pains this person and what causes him joy. It's no different than the toy of the child. All this person is totally involved in his limited vision, which is all about himself. Yeah, the child is definitely a better mashal. And therefore, Chazal say, that a person doesn't transgress an avera unless a foolish spirit enters him. Meaning, this foolish spirit is this limited vision. The Slonim Rebbe once said, "Kichol avera shal demayver," that every avera that a person transgresses, tzadik tes chalak and ruach shtus, 99% of it is foolishness. It's only 100th that is the yetzahara.
Isn't the foolishness the outcome of the yetzahara?
Right. But that the 1% is the Yetzirah is doing. 99% was the person's own foolishness that he piled up on this Yetzirah. He explains, so at a time that a person is aroused to a lowly desire, his mind becomes contracted, and he sees his entire world in this desire. Made him as data. If you would only lift his mind, and he would see with a broad vision creation and the Creator, it would be repulsive in his eyes to sell his entire world because of this disgusting desire. As we were talking about yesterday, Bashal Shudas, the person was able just to explain to himself how this is not good for him even in this world. In most cases, you see how foolish people have been when they made such stupid mistakes and caused their entire lives to go down the drain just by, without realizing that, you know, Adam Hazza, they shouldn't have done this.
Glad I missed that one.
No, you actually should have been there.
We're human, right?
Huh?
We are human.
Right.
We're programmed to fail. Yeah.
Right, it doesn't mean that there's an Indian to fail.
No, but that's how we learn, through our failures.
Yeah, of course. Help. Yeah. We're not condemning failure, we're just condemning foolishness. Yesterday with Shal Shudas, we spoke about that's the first time I ever heard it, but the concept of I heard from the Balai Musar, which is, as I said yesterday, I had difficulty with it in the beginning, but then afterwards I totally transformed the Balai Musar into Chassidus yesterday. They were turning over in their grave when they heard what I said. They say that a person has to realize that Avodas Hashem is not only good in Olam Hazeh. It's good in Olam Hazeh too. A person has this concept that in order to serve Hashem you have to forfeit Olam Hazeh. The Kedushas Levi said that they once told him about a certain prince or a certain parrot. It was a certain parrot that spoiled himself so much he would allow himself every luxury in the world. And that once in the middle of the, I can't tell the delicious lady that once in the middle of the summer he wanted to go sledding. There was no snow. So he had wagon loads of sugar spilled onto the hills in front of his palace so that he could go sledding. That's they told the delicious lady so take a look at this person. He has every pleasure in the world.
By the way, in Dubai they have that right now. They have actual skiing places in Dubai they import that they have snow machines. It's 115 degrees outside, and they go skiing.
I heard of this. Isn't
May they waste all their money as fast as possible.
We continue feeding them. We buy their oil.
So what was the point of the Ketubah?
So the Kedushas Levi said, "Ah, he has no concept of Olam Haza. I have Olam Haza. I light Chanukah Lecht. Does he light Chanukah Lecht?" He says, "My lighting Chanukah Lecht is—it's not Olam Haba. It's Olam Haza. It's—he said the pleasure that I get of serving the Rabbanu Shleilam in this world is unbelievable. That's something that part of this can never have." There is, yes, that is, I think the Mezer Shmuel says that. The fact that the Tzchar Mitzvah Mitzvah is the fact that we're able to do the Mitzvah. The person that has the understanding of what a Mitzvah is has that tremendous pleasure in this world of performing a Mitzvah. And this concept is alluded to in the pasuk. Avadachon nosu es roish anshe hamlachama asher biyadeinu leinifkad mimeno yish. Pasuk says that the it's talking about. I believe it's talking about when Yisrael went to fight Midian. So it says that the literal pshat in the pasuk is that your servants have counted the people that went out to war, and no one is missing. So he says, "Ahinu roshei ha'am," meaning the heads of the people, the officers of the people, "Hirimu roisham v'datam shlanshe v'chama," were able to uplift the head, meaning the mind of the people that went out to war. They were able to see the foolishness of an avera. Therefore, no one was missing. Meaning, no person fell from their level. Because the source of a fall, who metach mabed behema, is through the vision, the animalistic vision, that only sees its trough, meaning that all it sees is himself. Someone who lives with a narrow, someone who lives with a contracted mind, calling yon of mitzvotam, everything in his life is contracted. Even his Torah is contracted. He's not able to deepen and broaden the halacha that he's learning. His avoda is contracted. He's not able to taste and to see the good of Hashem that is in avodas Hashem. All the pleasures of the world cannot live up to the tremendous pleasure of serving Hashem. All of his actions are similar to the actions of a behemah, which is without a broad mind. The concept of what is written in the Gemara, that if you are lacking knowledge, then what have you acquired? And the fizeh, according to this, so the basis of evil reigning over the person while yedei tzimtzum hadas is through the contraction of one's mind. Then the person, all the person sees is himself and his desires. Starch smell.
Do anybody smell it?
I smell it.
Huh?
I smelled it. Yeah. I smelled it ever since you said half an hour ago. I don't know what it was. But I figured if nobody was keeling over.
Yeah. It smells like marshmallows.
If it's connected.
It smells bad.
Who said marshmallows don't smell bad?
What? The duct's not completely open, so therefore it's not all being exhausted.
All right, I'll see. I'll take a look at that. Uchamai, shareisis areisis hatshuva, the sakenes hareka lachet, just like the beginning of tshuva, is to correct not the chet, not the sin itself, but the basis that brought about the chet. So also there is also a general basis for understanding the concept of tshuva. What is that? Shemekoira, the source of tshuva is his oiris tzimoin shal nitzvitz hakodesh chedek adekamimal shevenishmas haodam hatzomer the shorshay u demekoira. It is a arousing of thirst of the spark of the chedek adekamimal, the portion of the Rabbeinu Shalom that is within each and every one of us, that is thirsting to its root and its source. That is where tshuva begins. It's a thirst that stems from the neshama of the person to return to its source. Uvehislakach hanitzutz yizgaber atzimoy lelekusa yizbarach yizhapach le'esh lehava shalheves kol achzer b'tshuva. And if this spark is fired up, then this thirst will become stronger to godliness, and it will transform into a fire and a flame to do tshuva. And this is the upper power that is hidden and concealed in the soul of a Jew. Asher kol kamash and esrachek mi'akadosh baruch hu, that no matter how far a person has been distanced from the Rabbeinu shel olam, oid yesh betoichei tviyas hanefesh unekifas hamatzpoin hameyek olav. There's still, no matter how distant the person is, he still has a demanding soul. And he has a guilty conscience that is constantly troubling him. Ukechol shiyash la'odam yoyser regesh Yehudi. As long as a person still has a Jewish feeling, this thirst still arouses within him. It does not give him rest. But if the person suppresses this thirst by constantly doing averus, then there is a point where he stops feeling the Jewish feeling. As it is brought on the pasuk, where it talks about a person who says, "I'm going to just go on my own merry way." And the literal translation of the "Masfois Harovas Atzmeya" is, "In order to add, in order to quench my thirst." Meaning, ki nefesh hagoy, he tomed b'matzav shel rava, because the soul of a goy is constantly in a situation of meaning of their opposite of thirst is I guess, where the thirst is quenched, meaning they don't feel a thirst, meaning we're talking about the soul of the goy. Even the best goy, elam timoy, do not have a thirst. His access to goyim were probably just as
same as his access to animals.
Animals, right?
Yeah.
Avol nafshe shel Yehudi, he tamed b'matzav shel timoy. But the soul of a Jew is always in a situation of thirst. A greater person has a greater thirst to ruchnias, and a smaller person has smaller thirst.
Isn't that like tautology? I mean, the greater person is because he has a greater thirst. How did he end up with a greater thirst?
Yeah.
Because he has a greater thirst. He says he's greater because he has a greater thirst. And I'm saying, the reason he's not greater is because he has a greater thirst. Suggesting, anyway.
Right. The greater the neshama is, the greater the thirst, he says. This thirst is the basis for tshuva. The person should continue to add and to illuminate. This thirst can nullify the powers of evil, shame, yetzara heres, which is the inclination for destruction, shem nefesh adam, that is within the person. Kilo yegur chara. In the face of godliness, evil has no existence. Umetar midoisav, the person is able to purify his midas. Upeseach oifakim rechavim, and it opens broad horizons, lirois es aboyde b'tech kol abriya, to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam within all of creation. Umoytzioi min atzimtzum sheshakua b'tech atzmai, and it is able to take him out of the contraction when the person is so sunk within himself. He didn't give two remedies. He gave two bases for Aveda.
Okay.
One is bad midas. One is contracted vision.
Okay. So yeah, we don't really get into.
And he said is that the beginning of tshuva, the basis of tshuva, is that spark, that thirst, to return to the relationship.